6:53 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 28 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
So tonight, our very own Stephen Stone is going to get the state's highest award or honor for on-air broadcast personality. This is from the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. It's called the Masters Award. It's only been presented 34 times to on-air broadcasters, and only 14 have gone to radio. Stephen will become only the 15th radio announcer to receive this award. So before he gets his award tonight in Columbia, and we're going to be right there with him, we are going to give him an on-air salute.
That's right.
We're bringing back all of the skeletons from his closet.
He has no idea what's coming.
Right? And you remember that voice and still know that voice. That's Andrew Keel, former host here of Palmetto Mornings, former reporter for us here at WRHI, and still on staff, and you help us with some computer-related issues, as you're doing
right now.
Exactly. You signed in the email, Ashley. Good morning.
Okay, you never can escape the news business, can you, Andrew?
No. And so sometimes it's nice to escape, and sometimes it's nice to pass that laptop back to you where the email's not working.
But I
started here back in 2006. I was a student at Winthrop University, and I was a freshman. Sophomore at Winthrop. And I had come from Charleston. I worked for a group of radio stations down in Charleston. And I kind of thought I was a pretty big deal coming to Rock Hill. I came working down in Charleston, did an overnight shift on an oldie station, kind of worked with some great people down there. So when I came to Rock Hill and introduced myself to Stephen Stone, I thought I was like the best guy ever. I thought I was like the best person to bring on staff, and I thought, here I am, this really smart guy who's really good at broadcasting and can do all kinds of different things. That necessarily was not the case. Stephen's like, sure, okay. Well, he showed him my resume, which was longer than it should have been at age 20 or age 19. But basically walked in and was like, okay, here we go. Here's my resume. Here's who I am. And he says, that's nice. Let's go ahead and record a commercial. So we started to record a commercial. It was for a Vespa dealership here in town or something like that. I could not get through the commercial. I could not get the words out of my mouth. And the cool edit on the computer was like just expressing its disappointment with me. I'm sure Steven's like, yeah, this guy does not know what he's doing. This guy is completely full of it. But over the years, we've developed a great relationship. Stephen left here, what, I guess 2008, I guess he left and came back in 2012, 2013. He and I worked together very closely here. He's been a great asset to this radio station, and he's done a ton of work in his community. Back before I hosted with Palmetto Mornings with Sheila Caldwell back in the 2010, 2011 era, Stephen hosted all this by himself. What takes four people to do today, he did all by himself with just one person in this room. So there's a lot of things he does around here.
That's impressive in and of itself, for sure. He is always the person on staff, right, that if anything happens, where's Stephen?
Call Stephen.
He's like the 911 here at Broadcast House.
That's essentially what he does. Yeah. Stephen handles operations and really a lot of the stuff behind the scenes, whether it's originating sports programming or the high school football stuff behind the scenes. That's a lot of work that happens behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. He does a ton of that. And does it quite well.
He does.
And celebrating Stone Fest today, I think we can call it that.
I like that.
I know we like our festival, so we call this one Stone Fest.
That's much better.
But I think that's the way to really celebrate him today. And it's probably going to sound like a funeral by the time the show's over today.
Well, we hope not.
But certainly it's a great way to celebrate Stephen and everything he's done for this station and for broadcasting here as well as in Kentucky, because there's a lot of things he does and he does it really, really well.
He's had an extremely successful career here, but also all over the country. Worked some time in California.
Sacramento. I think that's where he worked with Rush Limbaugh for a bit.
So he certainly is swimming with the big dogs.
As he called it this morning, the left coast.
The left.
I thought that was pretty good.
It is. Oh yeah, and that's a huge thing too. Yeah. Like he's got that show syndicated across the country on 50 some odd stations these days. And that is not something you can just produce in an afternoon. That takes a ton of work, mm-hmm. researching what he says, and then you have to assemble all the songs together, and then hope Adobe Audition, the software you put it together with, doesn't crash.
Mm-hmm.
Because you put that much in there of a four-hour show that's probably, I think it's a three-hour show, cut up into one-hour bits. That the computer sometimes will not like that, and it will crash and go, yeah. So that's a really an interesting feat he does every week, and he's produced hundreds of those shows. And it's a cool way of expressing his creativity. He's a lot more than just the news guy you hear mm-hmm. every morning throughout the day.
We call it the School of Rock when he comes on, because he schools us when it comes to everything music related. And some of these artists that were not part of our listening experience, given our age, we have learned so much about them and how much they've contributed to today's music and through School of Rock with Stephen Stone. So Stone Fast will continue this morning. We're going to hear from other folks who have very close connections to him. But Andrew Keel, thank you so much for sharing those fun stories about our man, Stephen Stone, as he's getting honored today with the highest award given to an on-air broadcast personality in the state of South Carolina.